Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's the 28th of August. I hope your morning's going well so far. It's great to have you tuned in wherever you may be today. I know there's a number of people joining us online right now. Jedward fans from all over the UK and indeed the world. Good morning to you if you're listening into BBC Radio Leicester online at bbc.co.uk/Radio Leicester. You're very welcome. And of course here on 104.9 FM in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland. So brace yourself. They burst onto our screens in 2009 during the X Factor auditions, instantly dividing the judging panel and the nation to some degree. The identical twins, John and Edward Grimes, were, well, let's say hated by Simon Cowell, but loved by Louis Walsh, who continues to guide their careers today and has described them as two of the hardest working people he knows. They've gone on to become one of the most successful acts ever to come out of the X Factor with their own TV shows and albums, two Eurovision appearances now, and their own headline tour, which is coming to Leicester 4 weeks today. In fact, on Wednesday the 25th of September at De Montfort Hall, they will be live. And I caught up with them just a short time ago, and they filled me in on what they've been up to so far this year. Here's Jedward.
Yeah, we're doing really, really good. We had like a crazy year. We're in Canada, we're in Australia, we're in some of the European countries, and it's so great to be in the UK in September because it's going to be a really crazy month because we're going to be filming Jared's Big Adventure for the beginning of the month, and then at the end, we'll have like the last week of like, we're in Lowestoft, we're in Leicester, we're in Chetnam.
Do you know what Jared's Big Adventure is?
This is your latest TV show, isn't it?
Well, it's in the third series.
No, it's in the third series. We're doing 10 episodes.
But it's a kids' TV show, so you're probably not watching it, but you can watch it if you want.
Well, I knew about you do a dream come true thing, don't you?
Yeah, in Ireland, we had this TV show called OMG, Jared's Dream Factory, into a Christmas show. So it was all like making kids' dreams come true. But we like going in the UK and traveling and meeting all the fans at different places because they can't always come to London. And we're usually, most stuff happens in London, like Radio 1. And so it's really cool traveling around the country.
Brilliant. Okay, so you're going to be filming for that in Leicester whilst you're on tour here.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure if we're filming there, but we'll try and get them to film.
What did you have this morning for breakfast?
What did I have for this morning? I had eggs this morning for breakfast. I have eggs.
I had
every
porridge.
Morning. Did you?
I had melon porridge, and I had oranges and bananas. But usually before we go on stage, we have like fruit, we have water, so we have like loads of energy and we're hydrated.
Why is my breakfast important?
I don't know. Breakfast is the beginning of the day.
I was just checking to see that you were eating the right stuff before you go on radio to give you energy.
Exactly. I mean, you guys are so full of energy. You don't need porridge or anything to get you going, surely. I mean, my goodness me.
No, we do. We have to drink loads of water and have loads of fruit and eat.
I know lots of people think me and John have energy, but we're actually just really professional and we bring loads of energy. We're not like crazy energy.
Yeah, we're cool.
not all the time. Now I was concerned, I won't lie to you, reading your the blurb that came with your new album and the tour information. It says here this is your third album now, we knew that, but it says that you've grown up. Is that true?
I don't think so. Loads of fans think we still look the exact same as we did back in 2009. Some people go, you just don't get older. But yeah, me and Eric, we have progressed so much. We're playing piano, we're playing guitar on stage, doing acoustic songs, and like our concerts are the next level than what they used to be. And we're just like improving the whole time.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that the song's a little bit more mellow, or what does it mean?
No, it doesn't. It means that like we're playing guitar, we're playing piano, we're doing like acoustic sets, we're doing bigger songs,
we're doing more like we sang the script Hall of Fame. Like we had a concert last week and it went down really, really well with all the fans, and we sang Hero by Enrique Iglesias, and we did Westlife because Westlife had their last concert, and we were the opening act in like Ireland. I think it was 2 years ago. So I think like a lot of their fans are missing them. So me and John decided to sing one of their songs, and everyone was singing it, crying.
That's nice. I mean, you are now one of Ireland's most successful music acts. So, I mean, you're right up there with the likes of Westlife and you too, even. That's quite something, isn't it?
There was this night that was held for this Irish rock group called Aslan, and everyone got together. Like, even Bono did, like, a live web performance, and it had, like, us, it had the Coronas, it had the script.
And it's really cool because, like, we do, like, a Christmas pantomime theatre show every year, and like all the most famous people in Ireland come to it.
Yeah, like we had Colin Farrell, like he brought his child, and we had Ronan Keating,
and even like Bono, like he wants to go,
and even Mrs. Brown, like she's a really big fan of us.
That's fantastic.
Because he was on our TV show, Brendan O'Connor.
Yeah, Brendan O'Connor.
Because that show was huge in Ireland before it actually hit the BBC. So everyone in Ireland was like, rocket, loved this show. And then it became really big in the UK.
That's brilliant. That is fantastic. I love that Brendan's a fan of yours. I mean, you are instantly recognisable, aren't you, all over the world. And your brand, Jedward, has just grown into this monster now. TV shows, he said, albums, touring. How wrong could Simon Cowell possibly have been?
It's completely wrong.
It's been an amazing journey for you boys since 2009 when you were on The X Factor. You're one of the most successful, if not the most successful acts ever to have come out of The X Factor camp now. That must feel pretty special.
I think it's great because, like, me and John, we always want to sustain, like, being Jedward and bring loads of energy. We don't want to be, like, just fade away. Like, we always want to give pictures, do new interviews.
The thing about it is we're always changing and always getting better and always wanting to do better.
And, like, even if you don't know what we're doing day by day, you still know John and Ed are out there somewhere in the world.
Causing havoc wherever you are, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's why we love you. So tell us a little bit about the tour that's coming to Leicester, De Montfort Hall, Wednesday, the 25th of September. This is an historic venue, boys. It's in its 100th year this year, De Montfort Hall. The Beatles have played there.
Amazing. We met Paul McCartney. He's really cool. Oh, yeah. So you want to know what you can expect from the show?
Yeah.
What you can expect from the show is over two-hour show. Like, we're on stage for over 2 hours. We're singing loads of songs, like songs that you'll know, songs that our fans will know. And, like, we'll have our dancers. We'll have, like, it's going to be really, really great. A lot of interaction with the audience, because usually people create that distance between the audience and you. Like, we're going to really... I get everyone involved. I want everyone singing. I want everyone feeling like they're part of the show as well, because they are.
I think people who maybe aren't even a Jedward fan should just come down and check it out and just go and then go, wow, I'm a massive Jedward fan now.
Do you think we'd be surprised if we just came along just to sort of, okay, I'm going to go and see this show.
Yeah, because that's what happens. Like, usually parents might come with their children or a girl might bring a boyfriend, and at the beginning of the show, they're kind of a bit iffy, like, oh, what am I doing at a Jedward concert? And then by the end of it, they're singing the lyrics, they're rocking out, and they've been Jedified.
So, because when you started, when we first encountered you on that audition in The X Factor, and you blew the audience away, you blew the judges away, and Louis was instantly a fan. He's always believed in you, hasn't he? I mean, you must have learnt so much about show business and about performing and about how to work with an audience over these last 4 years.
Yeah, I just think me and Eric, like, because X Factor was a real good springboard for me and Eric. We've done so much tours.
Because I feel like loads of people, they go to college and they either go to stage school or they do that type of stuff. We did none of that. So everything the last three and a half years has been like college for us. Like, we've learned how to perform, we learned how to do interviews, have like be consistent in like doing what we're doing.
Your fans really do love you to bits, and Louis loves you as well. He's always believed in you, hasn't he? Louis Walsh has described you as the hardest working act he's ever managed. How important has he been to you guys in sustaining your career, would you say?
Well, I think he was our number one supporter on X Factor, and he's always like been there, and he always like talks highly of us. But like right now, he's just our friend. Like, he's not managing us right now. So me and John, we're going to be doing, he's doing his thing and we're doing our thing. So we're going to do other stuff.
Okay, I didn't know. So you've moved away from Louis, have you?
Yeah, me and Ed are just like, because Louis's really busy with The X Factor.
Sure.
And right now there's like these massive like labels that all want to sign us for our next album, because we've been working on songs, and like there's just so many people who want to take Jedward to the next level.
So what do you think? Maybe a movie?
No, like music, everything. Like, because basically me and Aaron have only ever been launched properly in Ireland. Like, we still have to launch properly.
And then the UK just kind of like, because they like Jedward, just kind of, when there's an Irish article, they'll print
it. Our next music and whatever we do next will be on a bigger scale than what it has been.
Okay, blimey, I can't wait.
So get ready for it.
I'm bracing myself already. Let's just talk quickly about Eurovision.
Ready for a Jedward explosion.
Absolutely. Let's talk quickly about Eurovision, because, I mean, that was a really exciting experience for you too.
Yeah, it was
wasn't
amazing.
It? 2 years running over in Baku. Our very own Tony Wadsworth from BBC Radio Leicester was out there with Engelbert at the time.
We met Engelbert. He was like a really cool guy. Like, we met his family, and he always came up to shake our hand, and we always felt like we were meeting someone important. Yeah.
It was really good because all the other acts, they didn't really speak English, and then Engelbert would come up to us and he'd be like almost like he was royalty.
But the great thing about Eurovision is that it like spread the Jedward love all across Europe, and like we're in all the magazines, our fans,
and then when we weren't in it, everyone was like, where's Jedward? And then like literally when Eurovision was on this year, I think trending on Twitter was like no Jedward.
Well, it's bonkers, fantastic stuff. So are you in rehearsals at the moment? Is the show all set to go?
Well, me and John, we already had our concerts in Ireland, so we're totally ready to go, but we're going to add more songs and we're going to maybe change up a tiny bit for the fans that have already seen the show.
Do you know what, guys? I really enjoy it whenever you're on screen, whenever I see you. I'm a big fan of Celebrity Juice, and yeah. You know, you always bring so much fun to whatever you do, and all power to you for that.
Yeah, but it's really cool because me and John, we can be serious and then we can be like having fun. Like when you consider like BBC Breakfast, we're on that this morning, and then Celebrity Juice are totally different worlds.
Well, listen, keep it up, because the world needs more fun, and frankly,
yeah,
you know, Jedward will always deliver that, won't they?
We will always be doing something cool for everyone to go, whoa, that's pretty cool.
Great stuff, guys. Great to talk to you. See you soon.
All right, see you. Thanks for having us. Make sure to check our concert on the 25th of September. De Mount Hall, Leicester. See you, right. Jim.
Cheers. Bye,
Jim.
Bye.
Keep rocking your thing. Rocking the radio interviews.
I had to go and lie down after we had our chat. It was just so much fun. Jerry, good morning to you. Patricia's in Australia listening in, coming to Leicester for the concert. Patricia, safe journey and see you when you get here. Morning to Juliet as well, and everybody tuned in listening to Jedward there online. Thanks very much for all your tweets. John and Edward, and they're at De Montfort Hall on the 25th of September. If you're up for it, I know you're in for quite a night.